welcome to Write Better Now, a podcast of quick weekly writing tips meant to help you become a better writer.
We're your hosts, and I'm here with New York Times bestselling author Carrie Jones and wife extraordinaire.
And I'm here with copy editor extraordinaire Sean Farrar.
Thank you for joining us.
Hey, welcome to Write Better Now. This episode is called The Demon Named White Room Syndrome and How to Exorcise It from Your Story. So there's a demon that infiltrates a lot of our fiction and memoirs, and that demon has a name. Its name is White Room Syndrome. So, white rooms are all the rage right now in 2022, thanks to the Swedish cozy minimalist design movement. But what might be perfect in your actual house, if you have enough money to redecorate your house, it isn't anywhere near perfect for your story. You want to avoid white room syndrome at all costs. So what is this again in the literary world, this white room syndrome? According to InventingRealityEditingService.com, rather than fully imagine such a world, some writers instead create a quick, unformed facsimile of their own. For example, they start with a story, she awoke in a white room. The white room is the white piece of paper facing the author. This is known as the white room syndrome, a term coined a few years ago at the Turkey City workshop in Austin. And that's a pretty cool workshop. So they officially define white room syndrome as, quote, an authorial imagination inadequate to the situation at end, most common at the beginning of a story. In short, because the world isn't fully imagined yet, it can't support the story and the characters and the plot that unfolds from it. It's just a nothingness for setting. Or, as Lauren Mullen says, the scenes coming together just as planned. Your dialogue is snappy, witty, and poignant. The action is electric, carrying your characters from one spot to the next. You can see it all unfolding to you as if it were happening on a screen. But the setting details are absent. As a result, all your characters' amazing dialogue and action happen in a blank space. But what I really like that Lauren says is here. Think of when you go over to someone's house for the first time, how they decorate and treat their home says a lot about them. Are they the type of person who cleans up when expecting guests or not? Do they keep a lot of books, collect art, fan memorabilia? Are there any pets? What are they? A dog owner says something different about a person than a hamster owner. You learn a lot about a person by how they decorate and treat their home. Likewise, this is why description and setting are so vital to good storytelling. When done properly, the world in which your characters inhabit, it can take on a life of its own, and it's important to spend as much time fleshing out your characters as you would a persona. I'm sorry, fleshing out your setting as you would a persona, but you also want to flesh out that persona. So anyways, this helps the space in which your characters exist, feel grounded and feel real. So how do you keep white room syndrome from happening, or how do you fix it? And there are some really good ways. First, number one, make the decision about how you want the reader to feel about the space where the scene is happening. Add details that make that happen. Is it a crowded space, a quiet cafe, a darkly lit jazz club? Are the tables sticky? Does the office smell like onions? Does your coworker smell like onions? Does your coworker's armpit smell like onions? Do you hear the fast clickety-clack of coworkers' keyboards? Do smells come from another cubicle, from the coffee shop's kitchen? Think about how you learn about people from the first time you walk into their homes and give that feeling to the reader. Is it well lit, shadowy? Are the salt and pepper shakers shaped like manatees or plastic? Do they even exist? That sort of thing. And then four, allow yourself to set the scene as a stage where the details you choose reflect the emotional struggle of the character and or the plot. Five, use all five senses. Oh, that's perfect for five, isn't it? Sight, sound, touch, smell, and taste. And try to use three of them in each scene. Oh, and don't have this three that you use be the same for every single scene in the book. But six is also important, where you don't want to overdo the senses, but you do want to use them a little bit. And why is all of this important again? I have another list ready. One, it allows your reader to be fully in the experience of the character of the book. Two, it's a tool. The setting can be a metaphor for your character's internal struggle. If your character's having an anxiety attack and stuck in her job and life, making her hide in a bathroom stall is perfect as a metaphor, which is why it's done all the time. Three, it can be a character in your story. The city of Chicago or New Orleans can influence the plot and character a lot. The city can grow, too, as a character grows. Four, it helps create tone and conflict. If you're writing a novel about an apocalypse, the details you choose in your scene setting help show that apocalyptic world. And five, it shows class divisions and society, too. So there you go. A quick and super important writing tip to help you write better now. Thanks for putting up with me. Good luck.
Hey, thanks for listening to Write Better Now. These podcasts and more writing tips are on Carrie's website, carriejonesbooks.blog. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, or share this podcast.
There's a donation button over there on my blog and lots of other content. And honest to goodness, I sound like such a mama. Honest to goodness, even a dollar inspires us to do a happy dance. So thank you for your support. The music that you hear is made available through the Creative Commons. And
it's a bit of a shortened track from the fantastic Mr. Ruiz, and this track is Arctic Air off the album Winter Haze, Summer Days. Boop. So that person smokes. You got weed themed music on our stuff, honey.
All our podcasts.
Broke for Spleef.
Hey, and if you like this podcast,
Summer Spleef,
you can listen to Dogs Are Smarter Than People or Carrie Does Poems or Loving the Strange. Thanks for listening.
The other two are funny. This one's serious.
So serious.